Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. It is Friday, and we are recapping the week that was Life and Style Weekly's. Juliette Eason joins me now from New York via Google Chat. Cover of Life and Style Weekly features Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson. Heartbreak City for the two of them after, of course, Kristen really admitted that she cheated on Robert. And Rob was getting ready to, I suppose, get on bended knee, right, Juliette?
He was. And I must say, by the way, that I am just still so in love with this story. It's just so amazing.
What?
She was caught so publicly.
Right. Okay. All right. So you're happy that she was caught.
Yeah. And I have to say, I wasn't ever a huge fan of hers. And she just always seemed so grumpy that I think in the end, although he is devastated right now, he will see this as a good thing. That is assuming that they don't get back together.
Right.
Because he deserves to be with somebody that is a little bit more happy, I think. But yes, he was ready to propose. And Kristen actually had been looking at gold rings with colored diamonds at Neil Lane in L.A.
This all pretty much confirms that Kristen really is the Wicked Witch, right?
She is. She's a trampire. Did you hear Will Ferrell?
Wow, that's great. That's my word for the weekend.
Trampire. Yeah, absolutely.
People like Kristen who always are in the public eye and look grumpy. It's hard to be a big fan of them unless you yourself are grumpy. And Juliette, I don't know you to be grumpy.
I'm not a grumpy person, and I don't think you are either.
Neither am I. No, absolutely not. Well, again, I hope that you're right and Robert does see this as a blessing in disguise. Life and Style Weekly's Juliette Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Casper Smart and Jennifer Lopez. Casper was allegedly fooling around behind Jennifer Lopez's back, but it's a little more intricate than that. Explain the details.
Basically, he went into a very seedy store that advertises peep shows and massages, and you can drool over raunchy videos inside for $2 a minute, and he was in there for about 10 minutes. So originally, his team was trying to say that it wasn't him, and then obviously the pictures came out, and it definitely was him, so now they're backtracking. But what we're hearing right now, obviously, is that Jennifer is more than a little bit upset at him for doing this, because he apparently even took her car.
Wait, not just her car. I wonder if he used, like, her credit card as well, because he's still on, like, some type of allowance from her, right?
He must be. I mean, he has no money of his own, and
right.
He works for her.
Yeah, no, she recently performed at Mohegan Sun Arena in Connecticut, and a buddy of mine who was there was saying that Casper was, like, was at the soundboard and kind of roaming around with a clipboard in hand, like, taking notes on the show.
I know, I heard that, too. He was taking his role very seriously, so I don't know. Perhaps he was doing some sort of research on backup dancers, but I think probably not.
Probably not either. Wow, I love that he got caught red-handed with the pictures as well. See, these past two stories, they teach you that you can't hide these things from the media.
Right. Just be a good person. Is it that hard?
Apparently it is. We're wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Juliette Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. You know who's a great person? Suri Cruz. And her mother, Katie Holmes, trying to ensure, I guess, that she doesn't get caught up in all of the downfalls that is Hollywood and that is celebrity and showbiz. She's headed to a pretty prestigious school in New York, right, Julia?
She is. It's called Avenues, and it's actually launching this fall. It's been years in the making, and they're calling it a global school. So essentially, Suri could go to campuses all over the world in China, India, Africa, and Europe. So if Katie's filming or she's with Tom, she can keep going to the same curriculum that she's going to get in New York, which we assume is going to be her home base. But it's a $40,000 a year tuition.
Wow.
And it's a brand new building. It's pretty incredible. And it's close to Katie's new apartment. So it sounds like it's the perfect fit.
Juliette, I do nominate you for the Suri Cruz World Tour beat. I think you would be great for that.
I would love nothing more than to be on that assignment.
Well, hey, you can read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Juliette Eason, have a great weekend.
You too.